A teacher wrote telling me that a parent with a great deal of clout at her school asked her to change attendance records to make her child's record look better. The teacher said she thought long and hard about the request, but eventually decided to refuse, knowing it would make the parent very angry. First, I commend her moral courage. I wish it didn't take moral courage to do the right thing, especially in such a clear case as this. But in the real world, people with power often retaliate when they don't get what they want. This can make your life difficult. Still, moral courage is the much-needed bodyguard of conscience and character. The personal costs of putting our integrity on the auction block are so high that we simply have to take the risks. Once we start on the slippery slope of moral compromise, it's hard to resist the slide downward. My first instinct was to think of the parent who subjected the teacher to this corrupt and corrupting request as a thoroughgoing villain, but I suspect that she's a basically decent mom, so intent on helping her child that she just ignored her moral breaks. But it is wrong to ask someone to lie or cheat, and when it comes from someone with power, it's even worse. Power is intimidating even when not used, but unswerving integrity can also be intimidating. Clearly improper requests deserve an immediate, firm, and dignified response that leaves no ambiguity that they are inappropriate. Be careful not to be self-righteous, but let the person who asks worry about what you think of them, and if they persist, let them, not you, worry about the potential consequences. This is Michael Josephson, reminding you that character counts.